Hey, I'm Tom. I'm going to be playing Tom in the show. And I will also be playing many of Shakespeare's tragic female heroines.
Hello, I am F.A. Aguilar. I am playing Hamlet. I am playing Macbeth. I am playing narrator. I am playing F.A.
I love this bold casting. F.A.'s not playing Tom. Tom's playing Tom. This is genius. Genius.
Hello, my name is Woogie. I'm playing Woogie. I play Romeo. I play Polonius. I play Laertes. I play the nurse, which is like my favorite character.
Well, then, and this is going to be the longest one. Kieran, can you tell us who you are and who you're playing?
I'm Kieran Williams. I'm playing Kieran. In ways, I'm playing Tom, F.A. and Woogie as well.
Oh, right.
And I'm playing everyone Shakespeare ever wrote.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. I'm Austin Titchener, co-artistic director of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, now in its 20th year, number 1002, new RSC UK actors. This week, we return to the UK with a 29-city tour of Adam Long's brand new production of the complete works of William Shakespeare Abridged, starring four young new RSC actors, F.A. Aguilar, Woogie Jung, Kieran Ray Williams, and Tom Pavey. Though, as is typical with us, only three actors will ever be on stage during the same performance. I spoke with F.A., Woogie, Kieran, and Tom right before their tech weekend was about to begin last weekend, and I began our conversation by asking Adam where he found this fantastic new cast.
It was insane. These four people are completely out of control. It was a terrible mistake. We put it out there into the theater world in London that we were looking for Shakespearean actors, and we had 2,400 people take an interest in it. We sifted it down to, it was only these four. It could only have been these four. They were just completely unparalleled, and they gel together as a great team. Like, it's amazing. They seem like they've known each other for decades, and actually they've only known each other for about 5 minutes. And they're very credible Shakespeareans. I mean, they're turning in these amazing performances. We're calling them like micro Shakespeare moments, where the sort of chaos subsides momentarily just enough that you can actually hear the honest Shakespearean language cut through, and then it's back to the chaos again.
You and I and Reed were talking about, before the audition started, about sort of who you were looking for, and I'm loving the idea that these all the RSC UK actors we have hired in the past, we have always maintained the gentle fiction that they are Americans. And we're not doing that this time. And I think it's because, am I right, Adam, that we feel like 30 years ago, the reduced sensibility felt like a particularly American sensibility. But it feels like our comic sensibility has migrated across the pond. Is that right, Adam?
I think so. We're living in a different world now. And, you know, back when we started, which was a long time ago,
when dinosaurs ruled the earth.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Back then, it was cool to be American. Well,
yeah. Well, boy,
that's not the case anymore, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry to tell you what it looks like from this side of the Atlantic.
Oh, it doesn't look any better on this side.
But yeah. But also, these poor guys, it's exciting to just see what they come up with. You know, there really has been a large element of just turn them loose and see what they do. And they've done some very unexpected things.
And can you guys talk a bit? Adam mentioned your Shakespearean bona fides. Was he lying? Do you have any? Have you done quote, real unreduced Shakespeare? And if so, has that helped or gotten in your way?
F.A., do you want to start?
Yeah, I'll slide in. So I have done Hamlet for younger audiences with the National Theatre. And this is slightly different, but ever so slightly.
Only ever so slightly. Okay.
Only ever so slightly, because they condensed famously the very long Hamlet into 1 hour. We did not go 1 minute under an hour. So that was very, that was a condensed version as well. This condenses it a little bit more, ever so slightly. But we also try to do a lot of micro Shakespeare there, playing up funny parts. I was Rosencrantz in that one, so I could be as funny as I wanted, which is nice. Yeah, but other than that, it's just been work that I did in drama school.
I love that National Theater does micro Shakespeare. Chicago Shakespeare, here in Chicago, obviously, does something they call short Shakespeare, going to schools. Where do these companies get their ideas?
Oh, to be a revolutionary.
Indeed. Indeed. Kieran, you want to go next?
Yes. I, similar to FA, I did a school's tour with the Young Shakespeare Company doing Henry V, which we also made it into an hour. So we also didn't get to do the whole play there either. I played Bardolph and the Dauphin and the one of the archbishops, not the important one, the non-important one. I forget his name. And the Duke of Burgundy as well.
Kieran, and then, is it on your, have you got on your CV that you played the unimportant Archbishop?
I might have to do the unimportant bishop. Then in drama school, I did some scenes from The Tempest. I think I was Caliban, which is quite fun.
Fantastic. Woogie?
I haven't done like a professional production. In drama school, we did like a condensed version of the Scottish play. I don't know if I told you this, Adam. I played Lady Macbeth in that one. God, what scene was it? It's the one where they've just stabbed Duncan. But that's like my kind of like, that was my exposure with Shakespeare before this.
Now, Woogie, please don't take this the wrong way, but I'd like to give you a note. Your British accent is terrible.
I know. It's something, God, I pass sometimes. Today it's not working.
Are you North American?
No, I'm Korean. I did my BA in America. So, like, I this is just...
Cool. So you can code switch like a motherfucker, I believe, is the phrase. Yeah.
You're going to have to bleep yourself, Austin.
I know. Tom has now gotten onto his bus to Oxford. Are you in a corner where you can say your bona fides? Just list your CV there at the back of the bus.
Yeah, the bus driver is going to be like, who's that talking about Shakespeare on the back of the bus? A performance for the rest of the bus audience. Okay, so I did something called the Jesus College Shakespeare Project. So I'm currently halfway through my PhD at Oxford University in biology, nothing related to Shakespeare. And I've joined, the Jesus College Shakespeare Project, where the outreach officer at one of the colleges is putting on every single Shakespeare play in chronological order in the dining hall of one of the Oxford colleges. It's a brilliant experience. And I was cast as Saturninus in Titus Andronicus first. And I was like, we need to do this very serious, very dark, you know, very brutal ball into it. Normally I'm sort of a funny sort of typecast as a funny guy. Not at all in this show, for example. Cast of Saturninus, I was like, I'll do it seriously. And then the creative director of the Royal Shakespeare Company came to see it, the lesser RSC, as I know them. And at the end, he came up to me and he was like, Tom, that was one of the funniest performances I think I've ever seen. And I was like, oh no, I was like, I'm trying to do this incredibly dark, brooding, sort of petulant Saturninus. And in the end, this creative director's come up and said, oh, God, I love Titus. It's hilarious. So maybe we should be doing that rather than our abridged version. But, you know, I think that sort of set me on the Shakespearean path, because when I was a kid, I hated it. God, I couldn't wait to finish studying Shakespeare and move on to cool stuff. But yeah. So, and then it's gone up and up since then. So, yeah.
But this is exactly why Tom is perfect for reduced Shakespeare, isn't it, Austin? Because it's sort of like the whole ethos is try to be credible, fail, and end up being comedy.
Yeah, so you try play it as serious as a heart attack, and if the audience laughs, it should take you by surprise every time. Like, what did I do? Well, and I do think it's every young boy's dream to grow up to play Saturninus, too. So, I mean, you're living the dream, Tom. Had you guys heard of the Reduced Shakespeare Company when this audition came around?
I personally had not, but I told my theatre friends about it, and they said, love it! Been studying it since I was in sick form. Like, my Portuguese friend told me that it is his favourite play, and he spent all of sick form annotating it, and he could not believe the words that I was saying.
Wow, that's amazing. That's incredible.
Yeah, apparently we're really big in Portugal, Austin.
Who knew? Woogie, Kieran, Tom, did you guys know about this show or the Reduced Shakespeare Company?
I didn't know. But similar to literally to FA, I told like some friends about it. And both like a few of my American friends had really strong reactions. They really like knew about it. And also like one friend from Hong Kong, she was like, oh my God, I was such a big fan when I was a kid.
It's something we grow out of. Yeah, I get it.
Mine was the same. I hadn't heard of it. And then one of my friends, when I told him I was in the play, he said that it was the first play his dad went to take him to. And then another one of my friends said he's been emailing you, Adam, for when you never got back to him, but he's a Shakespeare head and he really wanted to be in it. I think he was a bit jealous. Just multiple people. Couldn't believe what I was
and
saying.
All your friends are going, you bastards, you've never even heard of these guys and you get to perform their show? Not cool.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Sarah, also known as Rabid Psycho on the RSC chat page, and I've been a fan of the RSC since March 2003, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? In the U.S., we'll be performing all the great books abridged this weekend in Western Virginia and in April in Sault Ste. Marie and Holland, Michigan. And Adam Long's newly reimagined production of the complete works of William Shakespeare abridged will be playing at least 29 cities in the U.K., starting tonight, including Chipping Norton, Basingstoke, Worcester, Epsom, Coventry, Huddersfield, Salisbury, Bristol, Guildford, Lichfield, Southampton, Poole, Hartford, Bedford, Tunbridge Wells, Newbury, Taunton, Exeter, Northampton, Bolton, Watford, Oxford, Ipswich, Bury St. Edmunds, Keswick, Newcastle, Doncaster, Wakefield, and York. Check out the touring page at our website, ReducedShakespeare.com, or our social media pages for venue and ticket information. Now back to my conversation with Adam Long and three of our four newest RSC UK actors, F.A. Aguela, Woogie Jung, and Kieran Ray Williams. Tom Pavey was on a bus back to Oxford, and his connection unfortunately cut out, so we weren't able to add him back into the call. The complete works of William Shakespeare abridged has been updated, revised, transformed. There's so many versions that Jess and Daniel have done. How are you sort of updating and transforming this classic text for the 2020s?
Well, we went back to the original script that we were doing at the Criterion, because as you and your podcast friends know, it ran for a long time at the Criterion.
Yeah.
There were some bits of it that we knew had to be updated that just weren't culturally sensitive anymore, just weren't relevant anymore. And then John Terry, who's producing it, put us together with this designer named Liz Cook. And we just said, look, who are these characters, right? They're three actors who really think that they want to do something great with Shakespeare. They're not trying to do something funny. They're trying to do something culturally significant. So she came up with this really interesting design for it. The set is like this postmodern minimalist set that looks like something out of a Philip Glass opera, which we claim that we dug out of a skip behind the Royal Opera House. And then the costumes are this really eclectic mix of, I think you would refer to it as postmodern. So at the beginning, when F.A. comes out and starts doing All the World is a Stage, she looks a classic Shakespearean. Almost immediately, that's shattered because Benvolio enters wearing a stovepipe top hat. He kind of looks more like Abraham Lincoln than the classic picture of Benvolio. And she just had so many wonderful surprises for us. I mean, I think that Cleopatra's amazing, kind of looks like Victoria. What was she called? The one who cost
Vivian Westwood.
Vivian Westwood. Yeah, there's a heavy Vivian Westwood influence in this show, don't you, F.A.? Don't you think there's a heavy Vivian Westwood influence?
I would absolutely say that Vivian Westwood features heavily in this, in the influences for this show.
Absolutely. Yeah. So anyway. It's kind of sort of like just getting back to the core of, well, what's the show about? It's about three Shakespeare enthusiasts who just throw everything that they've got onto the stage and then just looking to these creative, talented, imaginative people and saying, okay, what are you going to throw onto the stage? You know, Woogie took the decision that Romeo is an emo guy and he's just sitting there vaping and just completely pissed off that Juliet won't jump into bed with him. And what's the point of anything if she's not going to jump into bed with him? Well, she's not going to jump into bed with him because he killed her cousin. But, you know, these emo kids, they'll just find any reason to sulk.
And she's 13. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's really been a case of sort of throwing it to these guys and seeing what they do and then just trying to channel the energy into something coherent. We've got some music. Yeah, Othello. Tom Pavey is an excellent ukulele player, I have to say. Ooh. And this particular version of Othello, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but you might just hear some snazzy uke.
I love the traditional Hawaiian version of Othello. That makes a lot of sense to me. Do you still have the physical comedy? Because that's the important thing. We could always fall down, Adam, but the older we get, the challenge has always been, can we get back up? Can these guys do that?
No. Kids today,
They're so easily triggered, these kids.
Except for F.A. F.A., man, nothing stops F.A. She runs like 10 kilometers every day before she even comes to the rehearsal room. Woogie and Tom and Kieran, they can fall down along with the best of them. But given they don't choose to fall down in the same way that we did. Like as you'll remember, when we first started the Reduced Shakespeare Company, it was like, If you're not sure what to do, just fall down. Audiences yeah. always like that. But these guys, they actually try to think of something to do, or like what is my character thinking at this point, rather than just going straight for the falling down.
So they're more like actors rather than vaudeville roustabouts.
Yes, I don't know. Is that what we were, vaudeville roustabouts?
Don't know. I'm thinking after the fact. I'll have to read Ronan Hatful's book when it comes out next week.
Yeah.
About the history of the RSC. And have you guys, I asked you about Shakespeare, have you guys done a tour like this? 6 months across the country, new cities every night. I'm seeing a lot of heads shaking. Are you all, are you nervous? Are you excited? How's that all looking? Anybody?
I'm buzzing. I love traveling. Give me an excuse to go to Basingstoke. I've been dying for one. Finally. So I can't wait. This is technically my fourth tour, but all the others were max 2-3 months. So this is the longest I've done it. This is the only time that I've ever been the only girl in the cast. Mm. Ooh. So very excited to see how this plays out. But we're all loved up, so there will be no romance.
It's great to be pre-loved up. I think that's always a good cautionary note. Kieran, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say, I've never done a commercial tour like this. The school's tour I did, I think, was 5 months and all around. We went to different countries as well. But this tour will be the longest commercial tour. And we're going to Bristol, which is my hometown, which I'm very excited for.
Fantastic.
I've never done anything like this. I mean, this is kind of like my first professional theater job. I just got out of drama school like in the summer of 2024. I've also never been outside of London in the UK. Mm. So for me, it's like a lot of like really new experiences.
So Kieran's from Bristol. Where are you guys from originally? Woogie?
Seoul, South Korea.
Beautiful. So you're the Seoul man. Effie?
London, Essex, and Nigeria. Come on, Nigeria.
Going all the way back. Amazing. Adam, are you having fun or is it a weird experience seeing your baby? This is your baby.
I know. I'm having so much fun. It's just so great to just sit and watch people come up with weird shit. And yeah, it's just been brilliant. It has been really fun, but it has been strange as well, you know, because we started off just sort of performing on the street. So to see this being turned into something brand new and to be seeing it as something that I could never have imagined, and then to be turned into this sort of like very professional national tour that's going out on the road in a truck. You know, there's an actual set.
What?
We never had an actual set before.
No, we had a cloth.
Yeah, we had a cloth. We'd just like hang a cloth. And when Austin says a cloth, it was like just a towel. We would just take a towel. We'd end up in a bed and breakfast, get a towel, hang it on a stage, come out from behind it and say, "We're the Reduced Shakespeare Company." And that was it. Yeah, and we had to always ride on the back of buses. Remember, Austin? Because back in our day, like, Shakespeareans had to be on the back of a bus. You weren't allowed on the front.
These kids today, they don't. We had to perform all uphill in the snow all the way and the same all the way back.
Yeah, back in our day, we had no microphones. There was just like some guy that you'd say your line, and then the guy would run through the theater telling everybody what you just said. It was much more primitive than it is now.
So primitive.
Effie's done a adaptation of The Tempest set in, was it in your family's village in Nigeria?
Yeah, it was set in my family's village in Nigeria. So when my character says she did her dissertation on Shakespeare, I actually did. And it was a one-woman version of The Tempest in 45 minutes. Obviously, I played all the characters and it was in 5 languages because my mum speaks 5 Nigerian languages. So I had to translate them all. It was a whole thing. But yes, that's my fun fact.
That's an incredibly fun fact. I love that as a possible curtain raiser or an encore if you need one.
A fun fact about Kieran. Kieran is an esteemed and formidable musician who's got several albums behind him and I think is planning on writing an album while touring with the company.
Why not?
Yeah, that's the goal. I might have bitten off more than I can chew, but we'll see when we're on the road. But I've been doing that for a few years. I'm a rapper and producer and a poet.
Woogie, any fun facts?
Do we have anything, Adam?
Well, you know, one thing you said to me, Woogie, was that it was only when you started doing theater that you understood what it felt like to be passionate about something.
Oh, yeah.
I thought
I
that
started
was...
in high school. And I think before that, I really just like didn't kind of like know like what was going on. And then like, I did musical theater in high school. Yeah. And that's when I was like, oh, this is what it feels like to be driven.
Well, that is both a passion for theater is both a blessing and a curse. Godspeed.
Woogie's thrown himself into learning the ukulele. He's also become a rather great ukulele player. And Woogie is doing this insanely good version of Nessun Dorma at the end of Act One.
Oh, amazing. Fantastic. Well, I think it's tremendously exciting that here in 2026, the 45th anniversary of the RSE's first performance at Ren Fairs in 1981, we are coming back with this brand new energetic cast of young thespians taking us all around the country. You guys, thank you so much for taking time out of your tech week to talk with me. And break all the legs and the cheap wigs and the plastic swords and the cod pieces.
Thank you, Austin.
Thank you, Austin.
Thank you, Austin.
Thank you, Austin.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Comedy Podcast, except for one more thing, which I'll share with you in about 60 seconds, so stick around. Adam Long's production of The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, starring F.A. Aguella, Woogie Jung, Tom Pavey, and Karen Ray Williams, begins tonight, February 18th, and is scheduled to run through July 11th, 2026. Check out the touring dates at our website, ReducedShakespeare.com, or CompleteWorksTour.co.uk for more information. And Tom assures me he'll be more talkative in person. Send us your touring highlights via email to feedback@ReducedShakespeare.com or throw a comment to us over on the socials or on our own actual website, ReducedShakespeare.com, or visit my website, TheShakespeareance.com. Thanks as always to Always Rides with the Suitcases, Matthew Croak, web services by Ginger Power Limited, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Daniel Howard. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to longtime RSE superfan Rabid Psycho, who I'm sure will be out to see this latest cast, unless she's outgrown us. Hey, it happens. And as always, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 1002 3006th of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Does everybody have their hands free? Can we all go, may the bard be with you?
May the bard be with you.
May the bard be with you.
May the bard be with you.
And also with you.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less. So much less. So much less.